Via remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump took his tough law and order message to Kenosha, Wisconsin Tuesday, where protests turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, several times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. Trump is shifting the election battle against Democrat Joe Biden from a verdict on his coronavirus pandemic response to an issue of law and order here in the U.S. Election Day, 9 weeks away, and former Vice President Biden is holding on to his months-long lead over President Trump in nationwide polling. But surveys show the race has narrowed and is even closer in key battleground states that are likely to determine the outcome. The U.S. presidency, or rather the U.S. decides the presidency through an indirect form of democracy, not by the national popular vote, but in the Electoral College, where the winner in each state receives all of the state's electoral votes. Now, each state's number of electoral votes is based on its population. Trump and Biden are scheduled to debate each other three times, once later this month, and twice in October. Republican Vice President Mike Pence and Democrat Senator Kamala Harris are to debate once in early October. A U.S. think tank released satellite imagery showing North Korean troops and vehicles practicing for a major military parade despite the country's ongoing coronavirus restrictions. North Korea has been widely expected to hold a major parade on October 10th this year to mark the 75th anniversary of the Workers' Party of Korea. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. By your remote, this is VOA News.